97% of children in Washington state have health insurance. About half are insured through Apple Health, the state's Medicaid program for low-income families. But in some parts of the state, pediatricians are hard to come by. Correspondent Enrique Perez de la Rosa tells us about the last pediatric clinic to shut down in Aberdeen.
Dr. Steve Hutton is 70 years old, but the possibility of retiring never crosses his mind.
I grew up as a farm boy in Texas, and my family were farmers and ranchers. Retirement really never came up.
Even when faced with the closure of his pediatric clinic in Aberdeen this year, he decided to start working at the Summit Pacific Medical Center in Elma instead. That's about 30 minutes east of here.
I'm still doing my same job that I do every day. It's just in a different location and with a different computer.
But a lot of history still ties Dr. Hutton to Aberdeen.
Shall we go inside?
Sure.
He's been working out of his clinic here for the past 16 years. Today, the clinic is empty. Stacks of paintings sit on the floor in unused treatment rooms, and cupboards are marked with pink post-it notes to signal that they've been emptied out. Dr. Hutton has been working alongside his wife, Jill Hutton. She's the clinic manager. Every once in a while, they sit at the dinner table and reminisce about their patients and employees.
Yeah, do you remember about, you know, what's his name?
And da-da-da. Do you remember that? Can you yeah. believe he did that?
Yeah, I should have been writing all these things down. It would have been a great book.
Back when he was designing his office building, Dr. Hutton wanted to create a top-notch pediatric practice.
That rivals anything you could have in the big city.
He bought top-of-the-line medical equipment, and he hired experienced nurses, doctors, and other staff. The clinic is a big space with 10 exam rooms. The pediatricians Dr. Hutton employed could treat anywhere from 70 to 100 children a day. Now, there aren't any children running around the waiting area, no nurses filling out paperwork, and no doctors. Business in Aberdeen has not been going well. The cost of healthcare has been rising in recent years, and that's included the operational costs of clinicians like Dr. Hutton. But the strain of those costs has been magnified for pediatric providers who serve large Medicaid populations. That's because the state's reimbursement rate for Medicaid has not kept up with the rising cost of healthcare.
The expenses of maintaining that payroll and the rent and all the supplies outdistanced the amount of revenue we're generating.
In 2013, the financial pressure was lifted when the federal government increased Medicaid payments for primary care providers, but that only lasted until 2014 in Washington state.
To put it in numbers, we would like get paid $78 for a visit. Now we're getting paid $56. That's a big cut.
Jill says about 80% of the clinic's patients are on Medicaid.
A lot of physicians won't accept them because they can't get paid.
The Huttons say they would never limit their patients to just those with private insurance or those who pay cash. But even if they did,
there aren't any here. You can't change your payer profile by closing out your Medicaid clients and saying, I'll take only insurance clients. There isn't any. There's no jobs. There's no new jobs. There's no insurance.
Lawmakers in Olympia approved a supplemental budget that included almost $14 million to raise the reimbursement rate for pediatric care. But it's too late for Dr. Hutton's practice. He's been making cuts in vital expenses for years.
The only thing that's cuttable is having less employees, and you cut back and cut back to the point to where you just can't cut it back anymore.
When Dr. Hutton set out to start a pediatric practice in Aberdeen 16 years ago, he wanted to leave a legacy for the children of Grace Harbor County.
I wish the finances had worked out better. You know, I wish I could have done it like I was until it came to an end, but there are some things in the world you can't control.
Dr. Hutton will continue serving the children of Grace Harbor County in Elma, but that could be a long drive for some. I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa in Aberdeen.